Dear Melang and welcome to it. My name is Barbara Sekhai Tumwahi Jr., also known as Bax on the interwebs, and you are listening to the pilot episode of That's Funny. That's funny. Okay. I know you're excited because I'm excited. How good is this podcast name? How good is the name That's Funny? It bangs, right? It bangs. For anyone who doesn't know me, has absolutely no idea who I am, you need to go up into my YouTube channel and catch up. Or better yet, you know what? Follow the podcast, subscribe to it, whatever that looks like on the platform that you're on, and have a good listen to me while I'm speaking, because allegedly I say That's Funny 30 times an hour. And so that's the name of the podcast, That's Funny. It's dedicated to all of the crazy conversations that we always have on my Instagram stories, in the comment sections, and we've brought it up into a platform where, you know, it doesn't look crazy for you to be posting so much and speaking so much. I literally go on my Instagram stories every day, and this is a known fact. I go on my Instagram stories and I'll start one conversation that turns into five conversations because people DM me, and then I take a screenshot of the DM and I put it up on my story, and then we all have a big fat conversation as a community. But the problem with that is that Instagram is a nice guy who likes to do me favors. And so I don't know if you know this, because I don't know if anyone out there posts as many stories as I do, but there is a point where Instagram will start deleting your previous stories because you have posted too many stories, and they're now making space on the stories for you. So literally, stories on Instagram have a threshold. If ever you have patience and if ever you have a fat conversation to share with the world, try it out and see that I'm not a liar, because Instagram does it to me all of the time. That's how many stories I post in a day. I post so many stories that Instagram deletes my old stories to start making space for new stories. But now the problem with that is the people who hop onto the conversation later on in the day end up having absolutely no context as to what we're talking about, because now you open up my Instagram story and we're like, and I'm like, but that's why the chicken is a fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then people are like, what's wrong with this girl? She's absolutely mental. But really, you just have no context, because Instagram loves doing me favors. I love you, baby Instagram. Put me up on the algorithm. How good were the reels that I posted today? Please let me know, guys. Oh, if I do say so myself, Galentine's was absolutely to die for. Absolutely amazing. I don't think that I've ever had so much fun being single in my life, but that's a conversation for another. You see what I mean? This is exactly why we had to start this podcast. I started off trying to introduce myself. That turned into me explaining why we're on the podcast. That turned into now me talking about Galentine's and me being single. How did we get here? Exactly. So I really just want this podcast to feel like you've come back home from a long day of work, you know, you're bored out of your mind and you're picking up the phone to speak to a girlfriend, or from school. Let me not discriminate against the university students. I'm a university student myself. I'll be starting first year again next week. I said what I said. Very scary. Wish me luck. Definitely starting a brand new journey in my life. And so with this podcast, I really hope that above all things, above all the banter that we have, above all the wild and insane conversations, that really I would be able to share some of my biggest mistakes, biggest obstacles, and maybe just shed some light on how someone else could conquer it. Because I've seen, even from the analytics, that a big majority of everyone that's here is in between the ages of 13 and 25, which is crazy, but mostly in the 18 to 25 bracket. And I think for us 18 to 25 year olds, we're literally all trying to figure this out. But the crazy part is we're all going through these phases of life together, sort of. And so I feel like having a platform where different kinds of people can come and visit us, different kinds of people can come share their experiences in a fun way, obviously, because I'm all about that fun, baby. I'm all about the giggles. Yeah, just having people come and share sort of their experiences, their expertise, or even just a funny story about something that we can all relate to and that will make us feel better to say, hey, maybe I'm not alone. Hey, maybe it's not as bad as I thought it was. Maybe my house being on fire is nothing compared to somebody's car being set alight while they were in Cape Town and didn't tell their parents, and they shouldn't have been there because they had no permission. The perils of adulting, ain't it, baby? But why do I keep saying baby? That's so weird. I feel like every time I freeze, the first word that comes out of my mouth is either baby or monate. There's no in between. I don't get it, but I hope that you get it. I hope that you're excited for this coming season of podcasts. I am. I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to speak about, but I know for a fact that I will be speaking about something, if not five things in one conversation. So let me know on backspira.inbox@gmail.com if there are any topic suggestions that you'd like for me to explore. Subscribe. Also, before I forget, we are on the road to 10K on YouTube. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So if you ever have the time while visiting us on this fabulous podcast, darling, head over to my YouTube channel. Check it out. I promise you, you will have 10 times more fun if you think you're having fun on this podcast. Also, leave me a review. If it's anything, oh my word, if it's anything less than 4 stars, nah, rather email me. Rather email me, send me an email and say, Barbara, my sister, I hate that ABCDEFG is happening. And one thing about me, I will make sure that I turn it around because it's absolutely unacceptable. What do you mean you hate? What do you mean you hate? You have to love. You have to love. I'm gonna fix it. That's what I'm gonna do because I'm one Bob the Builder. I don't know why I said that. Ooh, I think the people on YouTube can see that I'm panicking. So I'm gonna put the mic down. Hopefully next episode won't be as crazy and as all over the place. I'm hoping for much more structure. I've literally got the next 5 episodes ready in terms of content and stuff like that. There's literally so much to talk about all of the time. Actually, fun story. Can I tell you something? I've been procrastinating this podcast for a good, like, many months. I can tell you that much. Many months. The name started off as Bible Backs and Banter. This is actually a rebrand of All of a Sunday. For those of you that have been keeping up with that segment and love it on YouTube, I know there have been a couple of people who DM me and say, when are we going to get it? When are we going to get it? I just feel like the first time that I did All of a Sunday, it was very much like very constricted. I felt very much like I needed to be a church girl. Like I needed to be a perfect Christian with the perfect tone and the perfect posture to share the word of God. But I really... I'm a girl of telling stories. I think we've all picked that up by now, that I really love telling stories. I really love having conversation with people. And I think that's the best way that I can possibly share what God is doing in and through my life. So yeah, I'm excited for this podcast. Shout out to everybody watching and listening to this podcast while washing dishes, while running on the street, while driving to school or to work, because we don't discriminate. Or while, you know, just chilling in bed. While just chilling in bed, because most of us are on holiday anyway. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for coming. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Here's to the road to 10K, where we'll be launching merch. Yes, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We will be launching merch at 10K. Hopefully, I'm currently in the process of working it out with manufacturers, trying to figure it out. It is going to be limited edition. So, yeah. First come, first serve. Unfortunately, unfortunately, it be like that sometimes. I'm going to love and leave you guys now, because one thing about me, I can ramble the entire day. And see you next week. Ciao.